We are talking about what gift will you present to Jesus during this occasion? What gift will you present to Jesus during this occasion? You need an outline? Okay. Some also need an outline here. Please, some need here. Quickly, quickly. Some. Okay. What happened today? Ushers, what happened today and then you didn't give up? Some need an outline here. Why? What happened today? Some also, they need an outline. Are you sure it's not on your seat? Check your seat. Whether you have put your bag, especially the ladies, you put your bags on everything. And so make sure you check your, yes. Okay. Good, good, good. Yes. Is there anybody up there that need an outline? Is there anybody up there who need an outline? Okay. If you need an outline, get it. Yes. Somebody's at the back there. He needs an outline. Get him. It's because of you that I printed. Okay. So I said, what time is it? It is Christmas season. It is what? Christmas season. It's about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And during this season, what happened is this. We bring gifts. We exchange gifts. We do what? And the reason we exchange gifts is what happened 2,000 years ago in Matthew 2, we read, and when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they did what? They fell down. It's part of worship. And then they did what? Worship him. It means that sometimes when people want to worship God, there are so many things they do. Some will fall down. Some will kneel down. Some will raise up their hands. Some will sit down. And they fell down and did what? Worship. And when they had opened what? Their treasures. It means every worship that doesn't accompany, that doesn't affect your pocket. TME. Asumbia. Enka. Usikano. Enya sumpa. Mezan churche mubim. Me church mbi ma anya me na me chiro bible no me de me de ne se me chirichiri ma chira munti ni yi o se wo mo ba so wo mo ba be sumudame anya sa wo mo ba in wo mo hwias wo mo fall down, then they opened their treasures and presented what? Gift to Jesus. And that is the reason why during Christmas time we present gifts, because it's an occasion where we present gift to Jesus and then we present gift to ourselves. So what I want to say is this. This is the best time to think about people. You know, as human beings, we always need certain occasions that will help us. It's like when you go to America, the last Thursday of every November, they call it Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day. It's a big day. That day, they are thanking God for everything that he has done for them. And so families get that, and then they will slaughter turkey, and everybody will have a turkey and everything. The same way, we Christians, when it comes to Christmas, we are celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And during that time, we thank God, we do often, we celebrate, we give gifts. So it's a time for you to think about people that have been blessing in your life. You think about your parents. You think about your friends. You think about your spiritual parents. And then see, what gift can I give them? And let me say this. Sometimes when we talk about a gift, it is not necessary money. You can buy a card, and the words you will write in the card will be more than money. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Last week, somebody told me, God spoke to him what he should send somebody a text, a message, and he sent it. And when he sent it,
what the message did in the person's life is so great.
Are you hearing me?
So it's a time we remember people. Sit down and think.
You may think nobody has done anything for you. You are a liar. Nobody is self-made. Amen. Okay. Number two. Okay, let me say this about the gift quickly. You see, any gift anybody will give you, even if you don't need it, take it and thank the person. Achedie bi obi de bema obi age na danase. Or your bay four crachet, let us say. What's in America, Nasiana? Minimiente America, sir. May a soft penny, menini. I know who I'm taking. So, anybody that will give you a gift, take it. Even if you don't like it, take it and then do what? Thank the person. Look, when Christmas come like this, there are companies and other people that come and give me gifts. Some don't know that I don't drink. So they will put wine and everything in it. I take it and I thank them. Then I can also say, as I say, una and say, yo, dia, sa, kaya. I'm not saying I'm pouring libation. I'm only telling you what I do with it. Sometimes I go to the water closet and I say, water closet, you also get something to drink. You know, but you thank the person. So even courtesy tells you that for somebody thinking that he wants to give you something, take it. There are some of us, baby, Minji. No, but not him. And yes, Yesu Kasi and yet, Obianka say amen. Obuha, message we hear any, we happen and we hear. Minim tia, yamme mame kind, but when him said what, and when him said message we hear any. Yes. So the next thing is that we use this occasion to settle what? Dispute. Because in 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19, let's read it. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 and 19 says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of what? Reconciliation. And he says, that is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of what? Reconciliation. So everybody that is a Christian understand that God has given us a ministry, and the ministry is to reconcile people, not to separate. Everyone here understand our ministry is to bring people together. There are some people who will say, "Tie, media, yamfang, nguasa asema mfam mfichire, media oka, mekau, media miye play, enyenyansa sema, so vupenyini na neokasa, yanyasa, for reconciliation's sake, enyasimbiani yaka, for reconciliation's sake, enyasimbiani yade, yaka, because God has given every one of us the ministry of reconciliation. So whatever you will say, which will bring edification, which will bring people together, that is the ministry God has given us. And the first reconciliation is bringing people to Christ to be reconciled to their maker. Amen? Okay. Now, number two. What gift can I give to Jesus on his birthday? Because if somebody is celebrating his birthday, we must think of the gift that we can give to Jesus, isn't it? Okay. In Psalm 116, verse 12 to 14, David said, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefit towards me? And when David asked this question, he gave the answer.
verse 14, he said, I will take the cup of salvation. That is the first thing, is to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So as we celebrate Christmas, if you don't know Jesus, this is the best time to give your life to what? Jesus Christ. Then he said, and call upon the name of the Lord. And verse 14, he says, I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all what? His people. Every vow that you have made, we make vows. Any vow, he said, I'm going to pay it to the Lord. It's very, very important. Okay, now let's go to number three. What gift can bring satisfaction to Jesus? Because if you are giving a gift to somebody and you want the person to appreciate, you must ask yourself, what gift if I give, you'll be happy? Because as we are killing our goats and sheep and everything, Jesus said, I wish I can eat goats and sheep. He doesn't eat goat and sheep. He has something. So we must, and he has told us what is. You see, one of the things I like about certain people, there are some people, they're white people, not all of them, but some of them, when they will tell you their birthday, they will tell you, this is what I want, if you want to give me a gift. Sometimes, when they are making wedding, they will put their list, the things they want. So you look into the list, what you can buy, you buy for them. Yen so de, yen ko chentisa. And into na yadi bibi ba bro kwa na wunya. Atura biya, na se de, ya. First, oh ya wedding, glasses in kuto. '81, I'm a wedding. Glasses na ya dema mini ebi eda so eche himu sisi mi nyusu ni nyina glasses ya mam sa bebre me yusu ya emo da enti ebi bwa na ma ko change ebi bwa na ma change since 1981 when I had my wedding 17th October I've not forgotten 17th October 1981 I walked on the aisle. They gave me glasses, a lot of glasses. I've been using it up to this time. Some of the glasses are there. Plenty. But when somebody is doing and you want, if you know the person, ask him. So Jesus said he doesn't want you to bring something that he doesn't need. So he has made it clear to us what you'll be happy with it. And it's Isaiah chapter 53, verse 11. Let's see what you'll be happy. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Come to the New Living Translation message. Out of that terrible travail of soul, he will see that it is worth it and be glad he did it. Through what he experienced, my righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous ones as he himself carries the burden of their sin. What he is saying is that when he sees that through his death, a lot of people have come to receive him and serve him, that is what satisfies him. In other words, Jesus is saying that he will not participate in your fowls and chickens and cows. What he want is soul. What he want is what? Soul. To present souls to him. To make our duty that we will win people to Jesus. This Christmas, we want to present to Jesus souls. And say, this is what we are giving you as a gift. And when we do that, this is what happens. The next scripture. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Continue. So he spoke this parable to them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 just persons who need no repentance. What the Bible is saying is that what will make heaven rejoice, as we are rejoicing here, is that when we bring people to Jesus Christ. So we don't want the joy to be only on earth. We want joy to be what? In heaven. And let me say this. I want to say this and then I'll bring my teaching to a close. Listen. You see, God is more concerned about people than you. I say God is more concerned about people than what? You. Why do I say that? You see, when it is getting to the end of the year, God begins to talk to a lot of people. And so when it's getting to the end of the year, you hear people, hey, afia ye komi dia mesum nyame. Afia ye komi dia mesum nyame. Unti bida, sir. It is God who is working in their life. And so all that they need is somebody to invite them to church. Because God has already prepared their hearts. And that is the reason why, look at your chair. I have this. Four. Everybody count. If you don't have four, everybody count it. I have this. It's beside your chair. Four. Invitation cards. For you, everybody, listen to the instructions I'm giving you. Before everybody take it home, you are going to invite not less than four people. We have more. But listen to the instructions. Everybody, listen to the instructions. Don't do your own thing. Before you take this card to anybody, when you go home, pray over it. The Lord, you said you want souls. And this Christmas, I want to present souls to you. So anoint this card that any sinner I give to, there will be the edge in him that I want to go, I want to go, I want to go. Then he will give his life to Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So your duty is very simple. Go and invite the people like the woman of Samaria. Come and see. Come and see. And she, then can Jerem say, Sofo, me ni witness you, 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 me ni Fako, you, me ni witness you, me ni witness you, me ni witness you, amen. Are you hearing me? Okay, everybody lift up your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will make us fishers of men. As we use this card, use this as a point of contact. You said the steps of the righteous man are ordered by the Lord. You know those people that you have prepared that need to be saved this year. Use us as a channel, as an instrument to get these people into your fold. In the name of